This is Dakota Datebook for March 27th. Howard and Edna Stout were thankful for their new baby girl born in 1949. They named her Linda. But soon they became worried because baby Linda wasn't thriving. She was very weak due to being born with a hole in her heart, a ventricular septal defect between the lower chambers. Linda's heart had trouble circulating oxygenated blood, which limited her growth and energy. Back then, doctors couldn't fix her heart and told her parents she wouldn't live long. In 1954, when Linda turned 5, she had survived despite frequent infections due to her weak immune system. She had almost died from pneumonia a couple of times. One day, their local doctor said, "I've done all I could do. She's in God's hands now." Linda's parents contacted Minnesota's Mayo Clinic and traveled from Bismarck to Rochester, hoping for help. Mayo doctors were trying to perfect a heart-lung machine that could keep the heart dry during surgery. They said it would be ready in 2 years. And if Linda could survive that long, they might be able to cure her with open-heart surgery. The machine was completed sooner than expected, and Mayo doctors said they would like to use it on Linda. When Linda and her parents met Dr. John W. Kirkland in his office, he told them that Linda's open-heart surgery would be the first one ever at Mayo. Both parents were afraid to take the chance, and as Mrs. Stout later told Linda, "I wanted to grab you and run away." However, because Mrs. Stout was a praying woman, they decided not to run. Instead, she asked family, friends, and their church to pray for a miracle of healing. On this date, in 1955, a newspaper reported that it was Miracle Week in heart surgery because the new heart and lung bypass machine worked and Linda's operation was a success. Dr. Kirkland and his team of specialists corrected Linda's heart defect. In September 1955, Linda celebrated her 6th birthday and attended her first day of school. She was joyful, saying, "If I hadn't gotten operated on, I wouldn't have gotten to be 6, and I wouldn't have gotten to go to school." Linda gained more energy. She started roller skating, swimming, and ice skating. She grew up, graduated from Bismarck High School and Concordia University, St. Paul, and got married. Now, 70 years after her miracle surgery, Linda Stout Raisin lives in Ohio. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Steve Hoffbeck, retired MSU Moorhead History Professor. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.